What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Off Market Operator Podcast. I'm your host, Cole Johnson. In today's show, we're talking about who to hire next.
People don't fail at real estate because they suck. They fail because there's too many ways to succeed. That's why I suggest you focus on the most important skill in all of real estate, which is finding deals. I'm Colbert Johnson, and in this podcast, I share the exact steps I've used to source 400 deals by age 24. This will allow you to do three things: control your deal flow, make unlimited income, and build your empire as an off-market operator.
One of the biggest bottlenecks I see from people that I work with, now over 500 investors across a variety of different things that we do, from in-person events to online. A big thing I see is people hiring in the wrong order, and they're putting people in places, in positions to fail. And there's a very clear defined way to be successful in this business, moving out of each plateau and bottleneck that you'll naturally face, because this business is a business of plateaus and bottlenecks that you'll face at various different revenue levels, no matter what you're doing with the deals that you're sourcing. And one of the biggest things you have to think about is who to hire and when. Not just who, but also when. You can find the right who, but at the wrong time, and it can go very poorly, and because first impression is everything. So you have to make sure you have the right variables in place before you hire a certain person in your organization. And to start, for a lot of you guys, the first thing you absolutely need to be hiring for is admin, right? So many people that I work with, I go, whoa, we don't need salespeople, we don't need disposition people, we don't need fulfillment, we need to look at our calendar. And when you look at your calendar, most of you guys, what's actually taking up your time is admin work, right? You're spending a lot of work on KPI tracking, on organizing your CRM, on sending out your mail campaign, on things of that nature that are repeatable and that are easily delegatable. And you need to get those off your plate as soon as possible. So the number one thing you should all start with is the admin position. Then you have fulfillment, right? Because then what will happen is you look at your calendar and I go, man, I don't have to do all that crazy admin stuff anymore, but I'm still spending a lot of time with paperwork, talking to title and escrow companies, working with tenants, working with sellers, scheduling signing appointments, scheduling walkthroughs, dealing with clouded title. You're dealing with fulfillment work, right? Fulfilling your product and getting it to the finish line. And a lot of you guys don't realize how easy this can be to delegate with a part-time transaction coordinator for $300, $500, $700 per transaction. And you can get all of your transaction work off your plate. So then you're waking up during the day and you're no longer responsible for the admin repeatable tasks in your business. You're no longer responsible for the transaction coordination, fulfillment side of the business, walkthroughs, signing appointments, tenants, all that kind of stuff. And you're focused on the things that make you money. At this point, you can get to $100,000 a month, right? Because you yourself can be doing marketing, acquisitions, and dispositions. Now, that won't be every single month because you're not there at the volume yet on the sales side, but you've made a lot of progress already if you've gotten rid of those two things. The next thing that you should look at delegating pretty close after that level is marketing. And a lot of you guys spend a lot of time on your own marketing, doing your own handwritten mailers, hiring your own cold callers, doing cold calling yourself, doing text messaging, or hire someone to do text messaging. And it's taking away from what matters most in this business, which is talking to sellers and talking to buyers. You want to be able to create a system where you have leads coming in every single day, no matter what you do. And for a lot of you guys, what you do should be talking to sellers and buyers all day. 90% of your time should be going towards talking to sellers and talking to buyers, not fiddling around with your CRM, not fiddling around with software, not dealing with transaction coordination, and not dealing with marketing. If you can wake up every single day and you have 10 leads coming in per day from your marketing channel, your marketing manager, whatever, if you hire an agency, that's fine as well. Then most of you guys, you should have 10 leads per day per full-time salesperson. So if you're the full-time salesperson, you should have 10 leads per day. Okay, so 10 leads per day. If you could do 10, you can do $60,000 to $80,000 per month consistently on 10 new leads per day. And you can do that by outsourcing it to an agency. You can do that by paying for pay-per-click. There's a bunch of different ways you can do marketing. I talk a lot about that on my podcast here and on YouTube. This show today is not about diving into every single marketing channel and how to set it up. That's not what today's show is about. It's about when to hire and who to hire. So the marketing side, the way you'd solve that was by hiring either a marketing manager overseas globally, or you can hire an agency to do your marketing for you that'll get you consistent lead flow. A lot of people make the mistake of they go and they hire a salesperson before they do their marketing setup, and they take care of the marketing, the salesperson before the marketing, but then that salesperson who you just went and recruited has no one to close, right? That's not a good place to be. And so suck it up, spend a little extra time talking to sellers, talking to buyers, and doing the marketing before you bring a salesperson in. So at this point, we've got admin, fulfillment, and marketing off of our plate. So at this point, we have the minutia of the day-to-day taken care of. We have our transaction coordination, our fulfillment taken care of, and we have our marketing consistent lead flow coming in. Now you're doing two things. You're managing your sales team and you're doing sales. But before you have a sales team, you have to have a sales process. So you should spend time documenting, creating a sales process, how you guys underwrite, how you guys close. So when you bring someone in, you can easily train them, because training is a big part of people. It's massive. It's so important that you guys understand how to train, but that starts with the sales process. Okay, well, I've made other videos and YouTubes, and my free course on sales is out there. But that's a very important part of this whole process. Once you have sales process, then you can build your sales team. I want you to start per 10 leads per day, start with a lead manager. So you can hire them overseas. You can hire them from an agency. You can hire them yourself, but start with a lead manager. What they're going to do is they're going to sift through the leads and find the most qualified people to talk to based on, again, motivation, not price. And I made other podcasts and videos on that. So then it'll be you, an admin person, a part-time TC, a marketing manager or an agency you've hired to produce leads for you, cold calling or other things. Then you'll have a lead manager, and then you'll be doing acquisitions and dispositions. And you can do $100,000 a month if that's all you have to worry about. Contracting deals, selling deals. Now, you still want to continue building your sales team. So once you're at 10 leads, you can also have one closer per 10 leads per day. So at this point, you go hire your first salesperson, and they would come in and they would close deals for usually anywhere from 10 to 25% of the assignment fee. And they'll close deals every single day. They'll work those leads for you. My opinion is pay them more than less. Be lenient, be generous with what you pay your salespeople. Then you have dispositions, right? To me, dispositions is the last thing to hire in this business, because if you can sell yourself deals and do $250K a month, right? You can sell 10 to 15 deals a month if you put the time in. So disposition should be the last thing you hire for, and be very diligent on that, because they represent your brand to all these investors. They are the face of your brand out there in the world. They're going to these meetups for you. They're talking to investors. They're communicating. They are selling your product, which your sales team's acquiring. So your disposition person, one disposition person can easily handle up to 10 to 15 deals per month, selling them and maximizing as long as you have a good disposition system, which again, I've made previous videos on. At the end of the day, there are right times and wrong times to hire these people. Now, can you get away with hiring fulfillment for admin? Yes. Can you get away with hiring marketing before admin? Yes. You cannot get away with hiring sales before marketing. Doesn't work. You can never figuring out your marketing. You cannot get away with building then the fifth level leadership before you have all these other departments figure it out. It doesn't work, right? You need to respect and honor the phases of growth in a business and the bottlenecks and go through each one, right? One of the big things I tell my leadership teams and my companies is we don't have the right to solve problems that we don't have the right to solve yet, right? We only have the right to solve problems that we actually have earned the right to solve. Meaning, if we haven't hired an admin virtual assistant to do the basics, we don't have the right to go hire a salesperson. We haven't built the muscle of delegation, of onboarding, of management, of good communication, of leadership. That is a muscle you have to build. None of us are built, most of us are not built being amazing delegators. We're not built being amazing, managers. Some of us have those tendencies. Some of us have those intangibles naturally. But a lot of us, that has to be developed. And for me, my first few hires were terrible. Versus the people I have in my team now are amazing. And every single time I do a hiring round, I go find better people, because people scale faster than anything. And what we're talking about in this podcast is people. So invest in your people, right? Big companies are not built by CEOs or owners or you. Your company, for it to get big, is going to be built by the people that you hire, that you empower, that you coach, that you train, that you manage, that you onboard properly, that you're diligent about that. So again, admin, fulfillment, marketing, sales, and leadership. If you do those five things right, you can scale beyond any plateau as long as you're doing the other tangibles and intangibles. Well, thanks for hanging out, guys, today for about a 9-minute value-packed episode on hiring, building your team. So many of you guys, once you start working with me or other people, I'm sure, you're hiring people in the wrong order. And if you do that, you're setting yourself up for failure. I've learned the hard way, as I'm sure a lot of you guys are going through that right now, learning the hard way, right? Don't hire salespeople for marketing, and try to respect the hiring ladder. It works. I've seen it work hundreds of times. Be diligent about it. As always, you are only one deal away.